the Highway Patrol in Broadus, Montana.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, we had a number to call here, your number. We had some people spot a bunch of flying objects last night or early this morning.
Okay.
And they was in southeastern Montana.
I see.
And it had to be, well, one of them, most of it was seen approximately 30 miles east or southeast of Broadus on Highway 212.
Okay. Do you have any names of witnesses?
I have some names and a couple phone numbers. And then there was the undersheriff here in Broadus.
All right, sir. Is that it?
Yes, sir.
Well, we sure appreciate your calling.
Okie doke.
Thank you very much.
You betcha.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Now, when you first spotted these objects, how were they placed in the sky?
Well, they were pretty much side by side, the north of the highway, the two, and east of Boyce here, about 12 miles. And these lights kept flashing on and changing colors, and we lined them up with a utility pole, and they would move up and down and sideways. And we finally got a call on the radio to come back home that there was one here in the yard. And as we got about a mile and a half from home, there was another real bright light fairly close to the road. And we kept thinking we'd get a little closer to it, and we kept driving, and we went behind the hill, and when we came out behind the hill, it was gone.
I see. About how close did that light get to the house?
Oh, it's kind of hard to judge. I've done a lot of flying, but I would guess it was, 2.5, 3 miles at the outside. It's a little hard to tell. It's a terrible big, bright orange, yellow light, and it's a little hard to judge the distance unless you can line it up with some object
right
that you know the size of.
Right. Okay, now with your flying experience, could you give me any estimate on the size of these things?
Oh, golly, I would guess they're 60, 75, maybe 100 feet across. This isn't the first one I've seen, by the way.
Okay, now how do they relate to colors? Are they identical, or?
All the ones that I have seen close, yes. I saw one in 1968 down near my ranch, and it was the same color, about the same size, and acted the same way. And I've only seen two real close here, and there was no difference.
Okay. Now, how many did you see on that particular night?
Well, I only saw five.
Uh-huh.
But I understand there was one west of us here that paralleled the highway and followed a truck, and also when the highway patrolman caught up with it, it followed him a ways, too.
I see. Which highway is that?
This is Highway, U.S. Highway 212.
212, okay. Do you have any idea of the altitude that these things are operating on?
Well, that varies.
Uh-huh.
The two that we watched the longest east of here, I would judge it was a clear night. Like I say, I've got a lot of hours in the air. I would guess they were 4,000 to 5,000 feet high. But the one right here close to the store was 300, 400, 500 at the outside.
Uh-huh. Were there any reports of electrical interference or communication interference at the time?
Nothing. We have a lot of CB radios here, and it was just as clear, and we could reach people that ordinarily we don't reach. You know,
yes,
because of interference.
I see. Okay. Now, how did these objects disappear from your view? Did they move away, or?
Well, the one, like I say, the one that was closest to the store, of course, disappeared behind the hill when
right
we went behind it. But the last one that we watched here in front of the store, and there were four of us sitting here looking out the window, and of course we all had these objects eyeballed on the part of the window frame or something, and this one sat there, I would guess 2 hours, not all in the same place, but moving around a little, and all of a sudden it just looked like it went down out of sight behind the hill, and very fast, almost like a shooting star.
I see. Are there any particular ground features in that area that they would be watching?
I don't know. We've talked this over, and I really can't come up with anything. Nobody can. A definite reason, anyway, why they would be here. We have timbered hills, but mostly it's just rolling prairie land.
Do you have a lot of cattle in that area?
Well, yes, we have cattle, some sheep, farming, and one thing or another.
Have there been any reports of mutilated livestock?
Oh, yes. We had a neighbor over here that lost a very expensive bull with his genital organs cut out. No tracks, no nothing. It just, he was dead.
Were there any reported activities in the sky at that time?
No.
Uh-huh.
I never heard a thing.
Okay.
I'm not saying I believe in these, but there's something strange going on.
Uh-huh. And how many witnesses were with you that particular night, or how many other people actually saw these?
Well, two truck drivers and, oh, let's see, two, four, five, and my friend here at the store, and myself, and the highway patrolman, his wife, his sister-in-law, and another friend, and another truck driver. I don't know, I'd have to count them up.
Did you by any chance have the name of that highway patrolman?
Oh, yes. He's a real good friend, and of course, he was like we were. He was trying to get a little closer look.
And he saw this the same night?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, and they also saw some. This was on a Monday night, and I was down at my daughter's on Tuesday night, and more people saw more objects, and some different people.
These are about the same thing that you saw?
Yes, from what they reported, it is.
Okay, and these are running about orangish in color?
Well, yes, you could call it a light orange.
Uh-huh.
It's the same thing as I saw in 1968. My kids and I saw one, and I can tell you we were thoroughly spooked.
Do these lights appear to change color when they're on the move?
Yeah, definitely. As long as they're standing still, it's pretty much the same color. But when they begin to move, then, oh, you can see tinges of green, especially through field glasses. Now, I didn't look through field glasses the other night, but some friends did, and I have looked at one once before when it started to move, and you can see green and red and blue, yellow lights.
Okay.
But when they start to move, the light coverage disappears or diminishes anyway.
I see.
As long as they're stationary, they're really bright.
Uh-huh. Have there been any reports of these things settling to the ground?
Not as far as I know, not around here.
Okay. Well, we sure appreciate your talking to us. If we have any additional questions, could we get back to you later?
Sure can.
Thank you very much.
You bet.
Bye.
Thank you.